Hey everybody, Coach here. Welcome as always. I am glad to be back. I would like to take a few minutes throughout this episode to kind of explain my MIA status and not being there every week like I've been for the past 3 years. I will, in great detail, kind of explain to it as this episode unfolds. I'm not really apologizing for missing a week because I was like sitting on my laurels or something. Hardly. Certainly not. Anyway, I hope all is well in your guys' world and you have spring literally at your doorstep or very soon to be. For me, and for Maestro as well, it is trying, but still a few weeks off. Snow is starting to disappear up here in Zone 4 Northern Maine, but nothing emerging and the soil is still frozen a couple inches down. I tried to pull a piece of rebar out yesterday. Nah. Not going to happen. Not for a few weeks. Anyway, let's talk about what to do when Mother Nature dictates what you can and cannot do. Despite that impatient spring fever some of us get, like I have right now, in a very, very big way, that starts to kind of settle into your soul while you wait and wait and wait. And I'm finding it kind of hard to do right now. Anyway, I am glad you're here. I really appreciate your time and your listening ear. Time to get going.
Hey friends, Maestro here. Just dropping a reminder to check out the podcast description for discount opportunities and any important links.
Now, for some of you, I am sure spring is starting to burst wide open for you. Maybe down in, the higher eights, maybe zone 9, 10, and 11 for sure. There's no doubt. Maybe your soils are manageable already. Maybe you don't have a lot of wet all over and you guys can actually get started, bam, right now if you wanted to. The earlier you can jump on a spring landscape project, the sooner your plant material and, for that matter, all other elements can be established before the heat of the summer lands in your lap. And who in the heck wants to be out there doing that stuff most of the time when it's 90 plus degrees or super high humidity or whatever? It makes for a very uncomfortable work environment. So the sooner you can get to it, the better. However, Mother Nature oftentimes dictates what you're going to do. And spring is nice. It's great to see the trees blooming. It's great to hear the birds chirping, all that stuff that goes along with it. But rain and occasional snow, sudden Arctic blasts are still there on occasion. So whatever you do decide to do, pay attention to the weather 5, 7, 10, 14 days out. Very, very important so you don't get caught in a muddy mess. I'll tell you what, for you guys who do have spring at your doorstep and you can really start to get into it, to say that I am envious of those who can already get going, it goes without saying right now. I'm a giant arg. I just don't have very much patience. So for me, I have a relatively snow-free yard now, except for the main lawn area and off into the forest a bit. But the driveways and most of the area around the house is all snow-free. But, like I said, frozen ground, just a couple inches down. I scrape away a little bit of gravel. I've got standing water in a lot of places, but it is still frozen solid. There's not much I could do unless I had a big-ass piece of equipment to chisel away at it. And I'm not that much in a rush. So, what have I been occupying my impatient hands with? I have turned my attention to indoor area. Specifically, my garage area, which was horribly, horribly unfinished when we bought the property. Brook and Pond had a really cheap roll-up garage door. The garage itself was basically 2x4s, OSB, and a metal roof and trusses, and that's it. It really had no insulatory value whatsoever, and it just had this weird little room that the previous owners put on there, which we have lovingly referred to as the torture chamber. It just didn't serve much of a purpose for us at all. I guess the previous owners, they kind of used it to store recreational equipment, like snowmobile gear and motorcycle gear and that kind of stuff. And they sold it and marketed it to everybody that said it was an insulated room in a completed garage. Yeah, bull crap. That's all I got to say about that. They had really cheap, barely R11 in the exterior walls of that thing. And it was always ambient temperature. There was no insulation value whatsoever to it. So anyway, it had been a few minutes since I kind of had my carpenter builder skills on. So I had to think it out a bit before I launched into it. I really did. Mostly not destabilizing trusses and other things the way they had put it together. Materials estimating, which was a big one. Establishing my budget, just like a landscape project. Getting some vapor barrier and insulation and OSB. I had a little bit of light electrical that I had to do. Demolishing literally a spider's web of whoever put this thing together. And kind of reorganizing it and then making sure exterior plugs and lights were lined up with what's going to be a much wider 12-foot wide door and a little taller at about 7'6". So I had to redo some stud work in the electrical. And coming from Northern California, we generally didn't have a whole lot of R38 and higher insulation anywhere. But here, R38 went in the rafters. I had rafter vents that I put in, and then I put in OSB throughout the whole. I enclosed it all in OSB. So I've got Roxol mineral wool in the walls, vapor barriered, and then OSB'd. And then I added a couple extra ceiling lights. So now I have 6 lights that are in there. Very bright LED lights, and they really do a good job. So this was not exactly a weekend project. No, not at 65 years old. I kind of took my time. Maestro will tell you, I always overthought everything, making sure that, you know, had what we needed and bought a little extra, because going to Lowe's here is a 45-minute, almost an hour trip. And if you go to some of the local stores, you pay about 20% more. So we kind of combined big shopping and other errands type of thing. We went down to Lowe's and spent some money there. That's for sure. So what did it cost? Right now, it's looking about somewhere around $2,100. I have my best guesstimate right now. I didn't add up every single receipt, but I'm thinking about $2,100. So not too bad for a DIY project. And wow, what a difference in 2 to 4 categories. Number one, soundproofing. Holy cow, that mineral wool wall insulation. You can hardly hear a car come up the driveway. Putting a little bit of propane heat in there just to see how well it held did pretty darn good. There were times that I was out there in the beginning of February where it was 5 degrees outside, and it made for a real hard working environment. Even though it was dry, it was very, very cold, and I had not received some of the heater stuff that I had ordered yet. So one of the things I did kind of come across as a problem, and that is the garage was not perfectly square. So when I started throwing OSB up on the ceiling, yeah, when you got over to one side there was little gaps here and there that I have to go back and I got to do some really custom cutting and finish it off there. But the bulk of it, 98% of it is done. Now I just kind of have to do some demo up above the existing garage door, put in a longer header, and open up the front wall where the new garage door will be. Then later on in April, we're going to have the garage door put in. Meanwhile, we're about ready to get on the road. We have to go from Maine all the way out to Idaho and pick up our other cargo trailer that a relative has been so kind to store for us the past couple years. And it has a lot of my tools and other things in it that I'm going to need throughout the year, plus some other home furnishings and, you know, that kind of stuff. So we will be on the road for about a month. And then getting back here towards the end of April, and that's when things really kick into high gear. All the way until the snow starts falling again. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and into November. We will be busy, busy beavers here. So all in all, it took me about 3.5 weeks from the time we demolished what we needed to demolish, couple of dump runs, acquisition of all my materials, staying within the budget that I set for myself, and probably putting in 4 hours a day, about, you know, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, depending on how I felt. And here we are. I wanted to be done before we left to go get the other trailer, and I'm about a week and a half ahead of schedule. So I'm kind of proud of myself. Is it perfect carpentry work? No, I couldn't get perfect carpentry work because I don't have things like lasers and other stuff. It's just Maestro and I, so we did the best we could. And as far as a grade, I would give myself, if 10 was a perfect A, I'd give myself an 8, maybe. And I'm okay with that. I really am. So spring will be breaking by the time we get back, and I can actually start painting some lines out. I've already made contact with a rental company for an excavator where I can start excavating out some areas for patio work, garage apron, and the backyard that needs to be regraded, and some drainage work that needs to be done. So we'll be off and running. So the other task that I've been involved in is, as the snow has melted, it's allowed me to get back out in the forest a bit and start doing some forest clearing, creating some burn piles, and tidying up on the other side of the driveway over by the pond. And there'll be quite a bit of down timber in there. Very sloppy and messy. It's not like you can just walk through it. You have to walk over it and around things. And so I spent a good time today before I joined you guys. I was down there cutting and trimming and bucking up wood and creating fire piles and everything else, which we will strike a match to. Probably I'm making make the piles now, and I'll wait till we get back, but we'll see how it plays out. We got some weather that's going to be coming in starting tonight, and then quite a bit of it right before or as we leave. So I would prefer to have everything done. And if it's wet wood, I don't like sitting around waiting for things to burn. I really don't. So lastly, I have reached out and made some arrangements for a new garage door and gutters. So I've kind of scheduled stuff out so that when we do return, everything is in place and ready to go. So planning and scheduling, if that doesn't sound familiar to you, if you've listened to me, scheduling professionals ahead of time has taken about 6 weeks or more just to solidify dates and stuff. And the gutter guy, he's still kind of up in the air, but he said that he'll be ready to go for us at the end of April. So I have found the indoor project that got me through some of the cold, wet, shorter days of late winter into a productive time and allows for new usage of garage space. So much bigger, so much new smell to it, which I always like. Do I still have some things in the garage I would like to improve further? Sure. I have some staining that I want to. I want some 1x6 battens that I'd like to put over the seams of the OSB to give it some dimensional relief and stuff. And there'll be some storage cabinets and some other things that we'll be thinking about later in the year. But that'll have to wait till way later in the year because it's going to be outside time coming up. Today I walked about with a tape measure a little bit and started visualizing patios, planting beds, both in the front and the backyard, and visualizing those beds at the property entrance, out at the driveway, out at our road. Small retaining areas that I'm thinking about with boulders and large boulders. Where am I really going to put our campers when we get back is going to be important. And the list just goes on and on. So it's not a sit on your butt and watch YouTube type of lifestyle that we have here. We've been busy. We really have. So let's summarize what you might be able to do when winter or any weather stops you from doing landscape projects that you want to do. Turn your attention to tasks of either planning or scheduling or indoor projects that you might have been putting off. You will have the months and months of time when greenscape projects will be an option to start and complete. You got those days ahead of you. But right now, if Mother Nature says, nah, not yet, son, not yet, young lady, it's not gonna happen, and make your time useful. Hope you can join me on my landscape journey the rest of this year. Projects will commence starting the end of next month. So when Mother Nature gives you lemons, you opt for other things to do, you know, and make it a lemonade party. Schedule pros out now. If you have something that you don't want to do or you don't have the skills to do, you should have them on speed dial now. And sometimes you got to poke the bear just a little bit to get people to come out and look and actually create an estimate for you. It's nobody's hungry out there right now. They're really not. So you got to get on their schedule. Let me know what your plans are and how are you approaching those projects. Are you ready to go or are you going to be ready to go? And if I can help in any way, shape, or form, I'm only an email away. YourYardCoach@gmail.com. Check it out. And thank you for those who've been perusing the website over there, YourYardCoach.com. I appreciate a few of the purchases on the book and some of the checklist. I think I'm going to say goodbye for now, and I'll see you guys next week. Wish us luck, and we hope you join us throughout the rest of the year. Hey, this is Coach. To your landscape success, bye for now.
Hey friends, Maestro here, just dropping a reminder to check out the podcast description for discount opportunities and any important links. Also, if you're listening to this podcast on a specific app, please don't forget to rate and review the show. It helps us grow and continue to provide these free podcasts. Again, thanks for listening to this week's show, and we'll see you right here next week.